commission meeting. Now that we've passed the lunch hour and we're moving into fisheries management issues, we are a request by industry here pertaining to summer flounder. Mr. Arad.
You will, I hope, forgive me for this, but we're going to talk about something fishy now that's good. That's summer flounder. And Mr. Amory has spent some time with us. I don't think he planned to spend this much time, but he has the request, and it is under 28.2-210, a request for an emergency regulation. These have happened in the past with the seafood industry. I'll let Mr. Amory go through the rationale, and then I'll come back to the emergency amendment.
Mr. Amory, welcome. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Meet Amory with Amory Seafood and the Virginia Seafood Council. We apologize for having to come at short notice and ask for emergency action. Although in our industry, things change quite a bit with our flounder season. And unlike North Carolina, where they have proclamation authority and they can adjust their season, sometimes we have to ask at the last minute for an adjustment like this. We did have a little decrease in our overall quota for the 2014 season. And because of that, and we'd rather not overlap with other states that are open at the same time. We're trying to maximize the value of the fish we catch. And when we overlap with these other states, usually we get less for the fish. So, originally, we were scheduled to open on March 3rd. We'd like to push that back to March 12th, which would be the second Wednesday of March. The general consensus is to keep the trip limit at 12,500, but to stretch out the consecutive day period to 20 days. And this is a consensus reached over the last 2 months with most of the boat owners and the packing houses that work in Virginia. Any questions?
Any questions to the commission?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Amory.
I'd like to thank staff for working with us to help get this straight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Chief Arroyo.
So here we are. This is the emergency amendments, and they're in the orange font. And you can see that we are requesting a March 1st date. That means we'll also be requesting a public hearing on these emergency amendments for the 25th of March. So with the 30-day provision or window, we're in good standing there. And as Mr. Amory indicated, and with the concurrence of other major buyers, this would shift things to the opening from the second Wednesday in March, and that's going to be the 12th, as Mr. Amory outlined. And the only other thing of concern is the window that they can land during that period twice, and it was a 15-day period. Mr. Amory and the other buyers that support it asked for the 20 days, and that's really the gist of the emergency amendment.
This does not change the trip limit.
No, 12,500 pounds, that stays the same, next month we'll ask again to have this made final. The only thing I do want to mention is perhaps at another time when we have some more information, we can advise the commission on what's going on with summer flounder along the states. The Mid-Atlantic Council is about to start on an amendment process to look at reallocation. In your mail-out packets that you received, you should have received the results from the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission proceedings, and you may have noticed that for recreational summer flounder, there's a big change this year in the way that's managed. That's going to continue a little bit. There's going to be pressure. Mr. Amory and I have talked a few times about that. He's well aware of that, and we will follow that and report to you as developments occur. So, again, staff is requesting adoption of this of these emergency amendments with a public hearing to be held on March 25th. To finalize these amendments in Regulation 620.
I move to adopt staff recommendations.
Well, first, let me ask if there's anyone else in the audience here who wishes to speak on this matter. Hearing none, the matter is before the commission.
I did have a couple questions for Rob, just for my education, I guess, more than anything else. I understand the reason for shifting this is to keep the market from getting glutted. And so, is there any conceivable objection from people in the Virginia industry?
Not that I can know of right now, and I don't think so. This is probably the 10th time in 15 years, the last 15 years, that this has occurred. Mr. Amory outlined the reasons. The industry has to look at what the other states are doing, whether it's New Jersey or North Carolina, and everyone holds off to the last minute. And the economic value is the key here, and this will get some economic value.
And I guess my other question is just because this has been done in industry, so the opening was scheduled to start this coming Monday.
Right.
And so in that short of notice, there's not a chance we're going to have watermen out there dragging for flounder that don't get notified that's not open yet?
The captains are in touch directly with all the buyers, so they will know. We already had some calls. Joe Grist informed me today, letting us know that the captains were waiting to find out the disposition of this, so that will be taken care of.
Okay. And that was really for my education.
That's a good question.
All right, and then okay. No other discussion. I'll second his motion.
Second. It's on the floor. Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Steve.